Welcome back to another episode of Dropping the Gloves. This is our fifth and final fantasy hockey season preview. Now, we'll be doing more content throughout the year. And we've been doing, over the course of this week, a position-by-position preview in which myself, Tim, will give an overrated player, underrated player, and a deep sleeper for each position. Now, this has a lot of... there's a Tim lens through all of this, but this is, you know, I've been playing fantasy hockey for a while. I'm seeing some players being super underrated by Yahoo and hiding in their rankings, and seeing some other players that it's like, whoa, they're being taken where? Hard pass. And everything in between. So we've done center, left wing, right wing, and defense. So if you haven't listened to that, go back and check those out. And for the goalie preview, we're going to be talking about, again, just Yahoo rankings. So it's Yahoo numbers here. The categories are wins, goals against, save percentage, and shutouts. We're assuming it's a one-year league, not a keeper. And we're going to do an overrated, underrated, and deep sleeper for each. Now, goalies is actually the position that I feel least confident in. And generally speaking, this can be the hardest position to draft. There's just so many unknown factors and just great goalies having bad years out of nowhere, and, you know, decent goalies and backup goalies just taking over and run. I mean, Carter Hart, where did he come from? Right. Jordan Binnington, same thing. And lots of undrafted goalies are going to have just massive, massive seasons. It happens every year. I'm going to try to target a top four or five goalie. But knowing you're going to have to use one of the first three picks with it, one of your first three picks, to grab a Vasilevsky, Carter Hart, Connor Hellebuck, Tuukka Rask, and I would throw Robin Lehner in there as well. They're just so much better and so much more higher floor and reliable than a lot of those guys being taken after them. So that's who I'm trying to target. I want to get at least one of those guys on my team to know that I've got a rock. I've got a stallion back there. Overrated. Ilya Samsonov is my pick here. I like him a lot. I think he's got a bright future. I think he's probably going to be a Vezina candidate soon. But not yet, right? He's had a great rookie season last year. He's on a great team, but he's still mostly unproven. We haven't seen much of this kid. You know, they didn't do well in the playoffs last year, and he's being drafted as a sixth goalie off the board. So I'm not touching him there at that point. You know what I mean? I'm not going to have him on any of my teams this year. Ilya Samsonov, maybe you're from Washington. Maybe you're watching these games. You're seeing something that I'm not. But I just can't imagine taking him at the sixth goalie off the board. It's a hard pass for me.
Blue Wire Hustle. It's a brand new program where you can host your own podcast at Blue Wire. You can be just like me. Hustle was created to give everyone the opportunity to take your podcast to the next level. Now, it might not get to Dropping the Gloves level. It might be better. I don't know. Now, here's your chance. As a part of the program, you receive a personal cover art, Q&As with Blue Wire's top podcasters, access to our community Discord, and an e-learning course full of tips and tricks. So many tips and tricks. And on top of that, we'll help you get your show pushed out to Apple, Spotify, Google, Stitcher. I don't even know what Stitcher is, but we will get your stuff pushed out there. And the best part is, it's only $15 a month. We pay $15 a month for Blue Wire to do this. So you're going to get the same deal as I do. It's unbelievable. So whether you're just starting from scratch or you have an existing show that you want to grow, Hustle is an open door to level up your sports experience. To apply, go to bwhustle.com/bluewire. Acceptance is limited. They're not just going to take everybody. So you got to have a good idea or a good podcast. So get in there. Check out the description box to find out more. That's bwhustle.com/join.
Now, underrated player would be Grubauer out of Colorado. You know, the Avalanche are going to win a ton of games this year, and Grubauer is going to be starting most of them. He's got that Francouz behind him. It's one of the best 1-2s in the league, I would say. But Grubauer is going to get the majority of the starts, assuming he does well and stays healthy. And he's just going to be a gold mine when it comes to wins, obviously. He's being drafted as a 13th goalie off the board. So you're getting a potentially elite goalie contribution. being drafted as a number two goalie off the board. So it's great value. I really like him. I had him on my team last year. He was outstanding. He was a top 50 player in all of fantasy. So, yeah, I like him a lot. And one other thing to note is that he's entering a contract year. He had a great year last year. This is the year for him to earn like a big deal and hit the free agent market next year. So he's going to be playing out of his mind, I think. And obviously, who wouldn't want to buy into some of the juice they got going on in Colorado with just McKinnon and McCarr and Rantanen and all those guys, Landeskog. I went in on that, and Grubauer is a great way to do that. So I think he's super underrated, and I will be going after him in all my leagues. And a deep sleeper, this one's tough because there's just nothing like sexy about the goalies being ranked outside of the top 200. They're there for a reason. And unlike some of the skaters or forwards, especially, it's like you can get excited about the potential and the high octane offense if they could just find their game. And with the goalies, it's really just a bunch of space garbage back there. Everyone's down there because of age or subpar performance or injuries. But one guy I like, I say like, not love, but Matt Murray in Ottawa. Now, we've talked about this before. The Senators could be a sneaky team this year. I don't expect them to win a ton of games. That Canadian division's really tough, but it's also wide open. And the Sens, I think, are going to surprise some people. So they may not win a ton of games, but then again, maybe they do. But if Murray is healthy and he's focused and he's in his rhythm, we've seen him put up elite numbers before, at least the peripheral stats, the goals against and save percentage. He might snag maybe two or three shutouts this year. And if he can win a handful of games, especially if Ottawa outperforms what people think they're going to do, Matt Murray could be, an ace in the hole for you. He's ranked 205th overall and taken as the 33rd goalie. So again, Yahoo's projecting he's not going to be drafted in most leagues. But if you waited a little bit to draft your third goalie and you're in the final couple of rounds, he's worth a flyer. You know, if he's your third goalie, then I think you could do worse. And he's got certainly a higher upside than anyone else being taken anywhere close to him. So Matt Murray, I wish him the best. I hope he gets healthy. I'd love to see Ottawa do some cool stuff this season. So he's someone worth targeting as well. And that will wrap up our fantasy hockey previews. So we're entering a brand new season. It's going to be a lot of fun. We got the Drop in the Gloves Hockey League going that I hope some of you guys are joining, but not too many. Obviously, like I've just given away some of my favorite and least favorite players in fantasy. So, looking forward to the new season, looking forward to checking the lineups every day and keeping on top of this. Love to tweet and talk hockey with you guys. So send a message at @dropping_gloves on Twitter. I'll have a conversation. Tell me why my picks are terrible. Let me know who's breaking your team this year. I love to talk some fantasy hockey with the guys. So talk soon. Cheers. Have a wonderful evening. And yeah, take care. Hey guys, thanks for listening. Make sure you're following the show on Twitter @dropping_gloves for episode highlights, behind the scenes content, sneak peeks, and giveaways. Check out johnscottallstar.com/shop for merchandise, including t-shirts, hats, hoodies, and so much more. And please, please leave a review on Apple Podcasts. It's so important to helping us grow so we can keep delivering the hockey content and interviews with the players you love. Thanks, and see you next time.